This podcast is brought to you by Lanco Group, your business partner for engineering solutions. You are listening to FNR Football Nation Radio.
Preston, Preston, Marketo.
Speak on the left. Tries it from 40 metres. Oh, what a goal! John Markowski hammers one from 40. What a goal from this young dynamo. Near post, Zinni. It's in. And again, Warren Speak has a hand in it. Andrew Zinni scores the goal. Not only are the fans winning on the terraces, the team are winning on the pitch. 2 goals in 2 minutes. 2-1 up, Preston Macedonia, and we've got an invasion on.
Yes, hello and welcome to the Lions Den. This is, of course, the Preston Lions official club show, broadcasting tonight live from Docasa here in Ivanhoe. This is the season launch, and how exciting. I'm Josh Parrish alongside David Svetkovsky, my co-host. David, what a gathering we have here.
Unbelievable. 120 crazy Preston Lions supporters gathered here tonight for what is the official launch of the season, and we're super excited. To have a range of people in the room that we'll be showcasing through the night, Josh. Everyone here from the Big Chief, he's flown in from Adelaide. So Mr. Zach Gruevski will be coming in here. Chris Capone, I can see him over the other side here. One of the senior coaches, right through to all the major sponsors are here tonight. The backers of the club, supporters of the club. We have Miss Silvana Nolmovsky over there from the Women's Coterie will come in and be telling us about the Women's Coterie and a range of players. So a super exciting night for our club. Off the top of the bat, the main thing we've got to do tonight, and you'll get to hear from a lot of the sponsors, is thank all of the sponsors that are here. I think we've got over 70 of them, including Atlantic Caravans. I've got the boys waiting on the side here. The Goliaths that are Jenna Steele, Electrical Connectivity, MS Designer Living, we'll get Mr. Michael Miskus in later on. Hello World Travel. So to all our sponsors, and this is what tonight's about. A club doesn't run on fumes.
Yeah.
It runs on a bit of the old ching ching, and tonight is about that. So just so we can tell the supporters, come in, mate. That's okay. Come in a bit closer to me.
I was just making sure they could see Atlantic Caravans logo
absolutely.
Nice and clearly.
The boys are over here, but I guess what tonight's about for our supporters out there, we have all of our players who will feature up on stage, and we're going to be auctioning them off. So we'll keep an updated on the tally, like it's the what's one of the biggest tallies in the country at the moment, the Royal Children's Hospital Good Friday appeal. So hopefully this won't be as big as that, but hopefully we give it a good crack.
Do you have an early prediction as to who might fetch the
biggest
coin?
Yeah, no, you can't go past the Butker man. Mr. Noel Sekulowski, I reckon he usually comes in here. I don't know if he rigs it and he calls his whole family to put in a bid. But the Butker usually goes good. I'm expecting young Reece Saunders tonight. After his stellar season last year, 14 goals, there's a lot of the sponsors that are, you can already see them gathering around young Reece. So it's going to be an exciting night for us with lots of sponsors through the night. Hey, I might just for the supporters out there, I'll just get our trusty cameraman here, hey, just to do a spin around.
Show us the
lift
scene.
It up, lift it up, turn it around. Over 100 people here at Docasa Cafe in Ivanhoe, 59-61. Lower Heidelberg Road in Ivanhoe. So, you know, it's great to see a full representation from our men's teams, our women's teams, our sponsors, our coteries, everyone that really is here getting ready for what is going to be a massive year. We're 1 week away, March 24. Please tell me you're coming along, mate.
Oh, I have to.
Yeah.
I have to now.
March 24, Jenna Steele Stadium, the Lions Den, BT Connor Reserve will be rocking against Clifton Hill. And we're not pulling any punches, and you'll get to hear from the senior coach, Lou Arteski, and his message a little bit later on, but we're not taking any back steps this year. We're giving a good crunch.
This is the culmination of what has been extensive pre-season preparations that we've covered here on the Lions Den, the hiring of new strength and conditioning staff, huge recruitment across men's, women's teams, new coaches coming in across the club, juniors. It's been a huge off-season for Preston, and, you know, I think you're going to make it count on the field.
That's the plan, mate. There's no excuses this year. We get stuck in there from round one, and hearing Louis and Caps talk to the boys during the week, it's no excuses, boys, no excuses. We get out there, we're on a mission as a club this year, and there'll be some exciting news coming out for the Inner Sanctum here later on. I'm sure the president, Mr. Griffiths, he's got something very interesting there in a update on the stadium. So the supporters here will get a sneak peek of some architectural. So that'll rev them up later when they see the new stadium design coming through. So that's going to be exciting for them. Let's go into a bit of news to cover off before we've got a Congo line here of amazing guests. But we'll go into some news just to cover off the week. Obviously, it started on Saturday. We played in the FFA Cup against Altona City, who also are in the State Division 1 league with us. Mm-hmm. Hard first quarter. We struck early and we were up 1-0. Altona came back to 1-1 and went in at half time. And rumour is Mr. Oteski ripped a bit of paint off the walls. And the boys responded, and we came out and went bangity, bangity, bangity and brought it in at 4-1. So some exciting news for us in terms of the goal scorers. And I've got to remember these. I know Saunders over there scored 2 goals. I think Nikola Talimdzijowski scored one as well. And then young Barasevich over here, who's standing over here, is the right back, just went up for a corner and got up high and popped one in as well. So it was his first goal for the club. And the boy's super excited. He's been telling about it. I think every training session that he's scored a goal, been telling all the boys. So that's exciting news. And just to follow on from that, the draw was out on Wednesday for the next round. So we progressed to the next round, round 4.
Uh-huh.
And we've got, I think, the NPL Giants in Dandenong City.
Fantastic.
We don't care how big they are. They're coming down to Genus Steel Stadium, mate. So we will give them a warm welcome when they come down. Our Croatian friends from down at Dandenong, and we look forward to playing off in what should be a spectacular game, hopefully in front of, you know, potentially up to 5,000 people if we can get all our supporters out there.
Phenomenal. And I had a mate of mine who's a prominent NPL Victoria commentator and expert tell me what he thought were the top prospects of an upset in the next round, and the Preston-Dandenong fixture was number 2 on the list. So
it'll be a big show, mate, if we knock them off and come in here in the studio on Thursday, mate. I'll carry you in. I'll carry you in, and I'll carry you through the whole show. So instead of you carrying me through the show as you do every week, I'll try and carry you a little bit. So that's news on the men's front. Our women begin their Nike FC Cup this Sunday, and are hosting Sky once again at Genus Steel Stadium, 3:00. So to our supporters, we've got all our new signings. I think there's something like 15 new signings for the women's team. I can see young DeMarcy over here, who's just a midfield jet. She's come in, and we're looking to unleash our women's team this Sunday. A revitalised team, and later on we've got Coach Luca Fernanzio for the first time, who'll come and have a bit of a chat to us about the women's program as well. So get down. The reserves will be playing at 1:00 against La Trobe in a friendly, but then the big girls take the field on the main stadium at 3:00. So that's going to be some exciting news for us in terms of where we go. A big shout out, as I lose my voice for a second there, to all of those people who have been buying memberships. We drove Australia Post crazy on Monday and Tuesday and chipped out. Literally, this thing has gone 8 droppings. And we had a van go down Monday, Tuesday. So to all those that have been waiting for their memberships, and I can see the membership manager, young Druggy Gruevski over here, who's been doing a great job selling them. His car is pretty full. Come in, Dougie. Come in. I know you can hear me. You can hear me through this.
Yeah,
so Mr. Dougie Gruevski over here is the sponsorships and members manager. How many boxes have you had in your car this week? Just under 30 in your car, travelling around to Australia Post and to the members?
Yeah, like a bit of a cartel this week. We've probably had about 50-odd this week.
Yep. So if you need your membership, get down Saturday. We'll be selling them at the gate as you get in, and as well as the online portal. So go on, don't be afraid. You want some success, put your $100 where your mouth is and get yourself a membership, and we'll get them out to you. Thank you, sir. We'll leave it to you through the night. Thanks, Dougie. So proceedings obviously starting up the back there. And what we might do is just throw to a first commercial break, and then we'll bring in the major sponsors from Atlantic Kitchens, Atlantic Caravans, Atlantic Caravans, to do a bit of an interview with them and introduce you to our loyal supporters and sponsors for the year.
Fantastic. Well, we will take a short break here on the Lions Den as the auction gets underway in the background. This is the season launch of the Preston Lions here at Dukasa at Ivanhoe. We'll have many, many interviews to come your way after the break.
Genus Steel offer full-service structural steel to leading industrial and residential builders across all metropolitan Melbourne and regional areas of Victoria. At Genus Steel, we take pride in our product, service and reputation. With over 40 years industry experience, Genus Steel manages all aspects of steel fabrication from on-site measuring, in-house drafting, fabrication through to full site installation. We work closely with our customers to deliver innovative solutions to facilitate projects of any size. For further information, please contact genussteel.com.au or contact the company on 03 9465 1287. With over 30 years of combined experience in custom caravan manufacturing, Atlantic Caravan's mission is to create a community of like-minded souls who want to explore Australia in unbeatable comfort. Thanks to the latest technology, outstanding interior design and a high-quality finish, enjoying the great outdoors in an Atlantic Caravan is a five-star experience. If you are looking to explore Australia in class, do not go past their high-quality, innovative, contemporary-built caravans. Check out their Endeavour, New Generation, High Terrain or E-Series models online at www.atlanticcaravans.com.au or call them on 03 9357 6971 or email them at info@atlanticcaravans.com.au. Preston,
market those. Speak on the left. Tries it from 40 metres. Oh, what a goal!
Welcome back to the Lions Den here live from Dukasa in Ivanhoe. I'm Josh Parrish alongside David Svetkovsky and we have our first guest joining us.
Yes, it's an honour for us tonight to have our major sponsors in Peter and Nick from Atlantic Caravans. The boys are very low-key and I know this is for them to come out here. It's not easy for them, but I really want to thank them for coming tonight and thank them for everything they do for us. Atlantic Caravans has been a long-standing major sponsor, and Peter and Nick, every year, they don't shirk at the issue of jumping on board. So, boys, thank you. Tell us a little bit about your business. Where is it located and what do you do?
Good evening to all listeners to FNR Radio. First of all, Atlantic Caravans is running 10 years. This is 10th year in the business. Myself and Nick, we're very close friends and family, so we're doing good at this present moment.
Fantastic. Based out in the northern suburbs?
Yeah,
but
Camberfield,
distributing caravans all around the country. One of Australia's biggest caravan producers. What's it been like being sponsors for Preston and what are your expectations of the year?
Look, for being sponsor for Preston Lions, it's a great honour. And this is our third year. We really love our club and we're very passionate and like you said, for us, we want to see our football club next year in NPL.
There's no excuses this year, Peter.
No, and I believe in the committee and in the coaching staff and the players and everyone. Yeah.
Yep. And I'll ask both of you. There's a beautiful logo. It's the Atlantic logo for you, who I know have played for the club.
Yep.
As a past player, but both as sponsors. When you see your logo on that top. Young Reece Saunders, I saw you speaking to him, running out wearing our Preston Macedonia kit with your Atlantic Caravans logo on the front. How does it feel?
Oh, it's a privilege for us, you know. Basically, our business name is sitting on the Preston Lion top at the front, and that tells that we're doing something right with the business and off the business.
Yep. Very good. I'll come over to you, Nick.
Yes.
I see you at the games sometimes during the year.
I try to come as much as possible, but
What have you made of the pre-season so far?
I've seen the boys playing some friendly games and I can see a lot of potential there. I'm not a coach. I understand soccer as every average person, but I can see a lot of potential. There's some good players and I just want to top up before. It's really honor to have our logo on the tops, you know, and in the previous 2-3 years now, as long as we are sponsors, they try to represent us as best as possible, but you know, the luck is part of the game.
We're a strong team at Preston with you guys. But I hear some good rumours around that Atlantic, the team at Atlantic, is a very strong team. What was the inspiration to you two boys getting into business? What is the Atlantic story?
What is the Atlantic story? Look, we came, like majority of people, to this country with a dream, and somehow the dream come true for us. We push hard. We didn't come to this stage very easy, but look, we want to give something back to the community, and Preston is part of this community, and we are happy to support it, you know, and we'll do that in next as many years as possible.
Your philanthropy needs to be applauded, boys. Yeah. Your philanthropy within our community needs to be applauded. But more importantly, what I want to know, how did you meet? was it like a romantic date? How did you meet?
First day, our first job.
Yes. So you were working somewhere?
We were working somewhere in Reservoir. And
yes.
I was a couple of days earlier, and Peter came, and then we met, and was like, again, we came with the same dream, and that's why we're still
who's
together.
Who's the quieter one, Nick, in this relationship? Who's the quieter one? Who's the cheekier one?
Depends on the situation.
Depends on the situation. He's yeah. quiet.
Majority of other people working for us, they're saying we are perfect.
Perfect match.
Perfect match.
And how does it work within the business? What are your roles? Do you have separate roles, or both of you maintaining similar roles?
Kind of both of us overseeing everything, but Nick has got more the financial part of the business. I got more production and sales and other part of it. Yeah.
And for all those people out there that are potentially looking at buying a caravan, what's the best way of securing one of these fine products?
The best way to...
They want a caravan.
And just come with the check. Yuga,
come with the check. What's the address? Give us the address.
37 Capital Link Drive.
37 Capital Link Drive in Campbellfield. Yep. Come down with the check, and 10% of the donation will go straight to the club for every caravan tied tonight.
Huge offer.
Discount. No, don't give a discount tonight. All the money, extra money, can come to the club. But on that note, boys, really, we want to say a massive thank you. I know you're very low-key people who go about their business privately. Yep. We really want to thank you, and we didn't want to embarrass you tonight, but we really want to say a massive thank you. With that, you can hear your commercial, you can see your sign here, and we're proud to have you, and thank you, boys, for coming in. It's been our pleasure.
Thanks to you and the Preston giving us a pleasure to be here. Thank you much. I just want to.
Preston, market those. Speak on the left. Tries it from 40 metres. Oh, what a goal!
Yes, welcome back. This is the Lions Den, the official Preston Lions Club show here live on FNR. And coming to you tonight from Dakasa in Ivanhoe for the season launch, I'm Josh Parrish alongside David Setkowski, and we have another guest with us.
Yes, we have. We call him the assistant coach, but sometimes I think he is the main man. We won't let Mr. Artsevsky listen to this or watch it later tonight, Mr. Capone. But you, Chris Capone here, lives and breathes football. For anyone that knows him, there's not a minute in the day where he is not strategizing and thinking about football and our great club, Preston Lions. So on our behalf, we just really want to welcome you tonight and hear a little bit about the planning. A lot of planning. Yep. What week are we, Chris?
We're in week 10 at the moment.
He knows it off by heart. Week 10. And how are we positioned at week 10 with how many weeks to go, Chris?
With 1 week to go, Dave.
1 week, March 24, the real deal.
The real deal.
The real deal, mate. No messing around March 24, yeah? What's the first game, what's the start like? What are we looking for?
Big win at home. Yeah. Big win at home to start off.
How are the boys? I can see them here. They're all on the waters, to their credit. No one's got any grog in their hand.
The boys are good. Look, we stuck to the plan, which is really the main thing. There's a lot of detail come across, especially with a high-performance team coming on. The guys are fit. They're good. We've got one more game on Saturday morning just to rejig our last sort of changes. And then we're ready
I'll just stop you for a second to tell our supporters, because we haven't gone on social media yet, but Saturday morning we've been able to secure another great hit out, just to knock him out with Richmond at home, 10:30 in the morning.
Correct.
The seniors and 12:30, the reserves boys. So
correct.
We'll post it up tomorrow, but yep. This Saturday is your last chance to see your boys in their final, just little bit of preparation at BT Connor Reserve.
Last hit out before round one, correct.
And what are you hoping to get out of the game?
Oh, we just to have the base for the week after. There's a couple of things we worked on during the week. We finished that off last night. Everyone's good, recovered well. We're ready to go. Obviously, following on from tonight, it'll be good to see the last little... touches up, you could say, what we want to do for the weekends and bring that into round one.
And Richmond are an interesting team. They've had a lot of visa players, from what I know, a few talented Brazilians, so you'll have some individual quality to come up against.
Yeah. They'll be very good. Be a very good test. The good thing about it is we already played them in pre-season as well, so it'll be good for both clubs to see how we've both improved since last playing each other.
Absolutely.
Now, I have the pleasure of sitting down with you over some beautiful food. Usually, let's call it match committee, like an official match committee dinner we have on Wednesday nights. And what are some of your favourite places that we go to have our match committee dinners? Young Chris, what's your favourite? Where were we last night? We'll give a free plug out to them, get some cash out of it. Do you remember the name?
Lele.
Lele. How was it last night, mate?
Very good.
What was your favourite dish that came out there?
Everything was good. The part of my pronunciation. The Selsko Meso was very good.
The Selsko Meso was tip-top.
The Zelka, the Shrovska Salata.
The Zelka. The Zelka could be misconstrued as the snail.
I'm learning all the words. I'll tell you what, my waistline's not...
No, that's all right. No.
Not too pleasing.
You're not bad for a Jabot. We'll take you there. For a Jabot, you're not bad. The Jabot means Italian, so we call him the Jabot. He fits in quite well. What else was one of the delicacies last night?
Well, we had the kebapi, the pascavice, the usual.
Yeah, and if we're not there, we usually get down at the other place called Zhegov.
We
share our love Wednesday Zhegov. Night with meat platters and kebapi and stuff like that.
Every Wednesday night after training, we recap.
Now, how important are these Wednesday night sessions? We might be laughing, but why do we go out as a broader group, coaching group, staff, and sit down and have a meal together?
It's all about culture. We always go and have our open talks. It's good for the greater crowd to get myself and Lou have our arguments.
Yes. No.
All in good faith.
You've got good witnesses and some referees.
A lot of witnesses and mutual.
Is he the president of the goalkeepers union? Is he? Come on, don't go short. I think he is.
Yeah, he is the president.
If he's the president, I think our George Janikian is the vice president.
No, the goalkeeper. Yeah, no, these goalkeepers, I sometimes go, hey,
I stick
Lou,
up for each other.
Why this corner? He goes, nah, the goalkeeper, nah, couldn't do it. I go, oh, come on.
So, but it's just a chance to, halfway through the week, to cap up where we're going and what we want to look out for the weekend, and obviously back to driving that culture. Always committee, coaching staff, always welcome, and most attend every Wednesday night. It's good, look forward to it.
And so what are your roles and responsibilities include as assistant coach? I know a lot of the time the assistant gets to plan out the set piece routines, a few bits and bobs like that, and I know you scored off a set piece on the weekend. Are you taking credit?
No, that was Lou's on that one. My role, to put it simply, is to be the link between probably the high-performance team and obviously getting the best out of the players and obviously presenting that to Lou to pick the team on the weekend. He's very empowering in what he does. He gives me a lot of opportunity to drive sessions and put on exercises that we need to do to complete, to fix certain observations that we've nailed out. So he'll take care of a lot of the man management side of things. Whereas more of the game plan, obviously under his guidance.
Who is Lou Artefsky, mate? who is this man?
He's up on stage at the moment.
He's up on stage. He's he's a psychologist sometimes.
He's the jack of all trades.
He's a club doctor.
I don't know how.
Sometimes he even goes and I think he goes and takes their rent off them. Sometimes he puts them in housing. He's like Housing Commission Society of Australia. He feeds them. Yeah,
it's hard enough looking after the coaching staff, Dave, let alone...
He's a chauffeur. He's at the airport. He picks them up.
He does.
People don't understand the amount of work you guys put in behind the scenes. Forget game day. There's probably, I reckon, and it's a passion of yours, 60 hours minimum a week.
We do a lot. Yeah. I mean, coming to training, that's probably the least amount of work we do. More of it's during the day, Tuesdays, Thursdays, the off days. When we upload our huddle, games and so forth, the conversations that we all have together, very in-depth.
So the huddle for the supporters out there is every player has their game videotaped and broken down into their...
We get the stats of the team and obviously the core critical stats that we look after and what we want to see, and then obviously we have discussions about that. That gets sent out to players individually and so forth. And then we obviously work on improving that. We also obviously give gratitude where we need to as well. Very important to compliment the players on the good things they do. There's a lot of good things happening recently, which is very good. And just keeping sticking to those KPIs, if you want to call it that, to what we set ourselves. And that's what we do in the off nights of training.
There's two things I want to specifically speak to you. You mentioned the word culture, and I know you're big on it. What have we done this year to establish the Preston brand and our culture? And what are we going to stand for?
I think we've all... The best part about the culture is that, okay, we're involved probably with the senior men's team, but we've all got the greater vision and for the whole club. I mean, we're very strong, even in the off-season, of running some of the junior trials, getting involved with the women's program.
One Preston.
Seeing how things going.
One Preston.
Yeah, one Preston. There's one Preston, and that's for the future, what we want for the whole club.
Yeah, and in some exciting news, the last couple of weeks, we've had, a young boy by the name of Maximus, a 16-year-old, 16.5-year-old. What was the thought about bringing him into the senior squad to train?
Well, Maximus ticking all the boxes, playing left back, yeah. With Johnny in the... in the reserves, and Lou just had a look to me and said, "Chaps, have a look at this young boy here and tell me what you think." And we just saw his fundamentals and we thought this is something we can really work with, and to have already a player get promoted from the reserves in the pre-season into the senior squad, I think is a very good result. John's very happy with that. We're all happy with that, and now he's permanently with us. He's got his GPS unit allocated to him. He's part of the senior squad going forward. Yeah. So very exciting to have.
And that's important to us, because at the start of the season we got together as a part of the strategy to have the pathway, the Preston pathway. We didn't believe that we'd be able to extract such a young kid so quickly, but it just goes to show you, if we believe in these young kids and the talent pipeline, they might surprise us quicker than we actually realise. So that's absolutely fantastic. Second thing, before we sign off, I think you've got a headache going into round one, thanks to these beautiful boys called the High Performance Team. I believe at the moment you have 20 fit players. Tell us about this HPT and the headache they've created for you.
Well, that's the other worry that I have during the day, is being linking with Joey and Dan a lot, and obviously relaying the information top line back to Lou. I can say that's another world in itself. We set upon a fitness regime to get the guys fit. Some were coming back from injury and so forth, so credit to the boys, they've been fantastic in getting the guys back on the park. We've got massive headaches, which every coach wants. It's a dream that we had at the start of the season to have, and then we've got it. So we'll have to see what happens now.
It's just getting ready, yeah.
So do you become something of a Marcelo Bielsa, pouring over the data, obsessing during the week, trying to work out who to pick?
To be honest, he is a football tragic. Yes, he's putting a kebab in his mouth and he's still talking statistics, and we're breaking down, and there's almost brawls going on within our dinner. It's all fun and frivolity.
It's hard. Look, ultimately, Lou always says, "Look, the team picks itself." But yeah, it's we've got a bigger headache than what we thought at the moment.
In a hilarious way, in a hilarious way, just to get a bit of an insight, which player, in a hilarious way, knows he can really do your head in, Chris? Which player out there really, really can mix it with you on the banter? Who's good on the banter from the boys? Because you don't mind giving it out a little bit. I know you're very good on there. The Jabba doesn't mind going whack, whack. Yeah? But which of the boys? Who are the boys is good at giving you a bit of curry back?
Oh, Reese is good.
Reese Saunders?
Reese is good at a bit of curry.
Yeah. It's clean and straight back.
Koski, yeah.
Clean and
straight back.
Well, as he says, when you score 14 goals a year, you can probably afford to do that. Yeah, as your senior goal scorer. So hopefully we can repeat the form from last year
and
come back in. So that's fantastic for us, and we're looking forward to it. We once again really want to thank you for your commitment to the club. Your passion for us is just sensational. And the only thing we can do, mate, last week we put out a big shout to Mrs. Artesky because we thought she was the most important person in the club. If she's the most important person in the club, you'd have to be the second best. Take care of the big fella as we head in round one, but more importantly, take care of yourself. But it's been a pleasure, and thanking you.
Thank you, gents. Thank you very much.
Preston, market those.
Speak on the left. Tries it from 40 metres. Oh!
Yes, welcome back. This is the Lion's Den live from Docasa in Ivanhoe. It's the season launch. The place is going mad. Josh Parrish alongside David Svetkovsky. We have another guest joining us.
Absolutely, Josh. It's our pleasure tonight once again to be showcasing our great, great sponsors who in their own right are all great achievers within our community. And it's my pleasure to introduce Mr. Michael Miskus from MS Designer Living for all your architectural and design needs. He actually does a top job. I can speak firsthand from that. But young Michael, welcome.
Thank you, David.
How does it feel being here amongst the throng of the inner sanctum at Preston?
Oh, it's great to be back, to be honest, Dave. Every year, every function, it's great just to be a part of it, to see the turnout and to see all the supporters, sponsors getting behind us. It's amazing and just shows where our club deserves to be.
Now, you're a quiet achiever. I know you're a quiet achiever. You go about your business, you and your beautiful wife Svet out there, but deep down, you know more than anyone else here. You've worn the jumper, yeah?
Yes,
you've run out with that jumper. How does it feel now having the capability and the philanthropic nous to have your logo on this jumper with the other boys running out? How does it feel for the family?
Dave, it's an honour, to be honest. I've been around the club since I can remember, coming to games with Dad. I was actually lucky enough to be involved in a championship in 2007. It's probably the most memorable moment. Actually, not the it is the most memorable moment I've been involved in. To win a championship at a club that I loved and supported, there was no better feeling. To see the crowd and just the emotion they put on people's faces just to show the happiness that we can bring to the club, it was amazing. And now to be able to come back and help the club in some sort of capacity that I can, I just want to see the club get back to where we were. To be able to get promoted hopefully this year and with my logo on the back of the jersey.
You're an astute football brain. You know your football. I get to talk to you quite a bit about football. You've watched the preseason. I know you've been to a number of games. Are we the real deal?
We are, Dave. Well, I think the squad we have at the moment is probably the best I've seen for 10 years at Preston. I was lucky enough to be involved in a team in 2007 with some of the greats at Preston, and most of them are ambassadors for the club now. But what I've seen in pre-season for this year, I think as long as we can get off to a strong start, the last couple of years we've been slow to get off the
round
mark.
Round one,
3 points.
March 24th. This is bigger than a Dana White fight at UFC in Vegas.
No, I'm confident. We get 3 points. We get the boys off and running, and I think we'll be hard to catch.
Now, I know from time to time you and Artevsky catch up on the phone just to have a brief chat. How is Artevsky travelling in your mind at the moment?
Very relaxed, actually. He's more relaxed than some of our supporters.
Yes.
I talk to Louis more than I talk to my wife sometimes, so we catch up at least a couple of times a week.
Yes. Like a lot of us at this club.
Yes, we do. Yes.
I think our wives actually don't mind us. They know we go to a safe place. We've all got kids there, so we're with our children, and we get to relive good and new days, create new memories for our children.
I think we give them some space as well, so they get to do their
space.
Own thing, yeah. Louis is Louis. Louis's quietly confident. He's got the boys primed, ready to go. He knows where we need to be. He's been around a lot of experience. He's been there, done it. As long as we keep the boys fit on the park, I can't see it being an issue.
Yeah, we're trying to keep everything relaxed around him. We took him out to Lele Restaurant last night. He didn't mind those pork roasted meat that came out. He indulged in a couple of them, and he was telling me he had a bit of a sore tummy this morning. He thought he might have overindulged in a couple of the beautiful Macedonian delights, but it was lovely to be out last night, just keeping a lid on things and getting together, having a bit of a laugh.
Tell us
about this amazing business, mate. You've been in business for now?
8 years now,
yep.
Pushing nine. So we're based in Bundoora. We're an architectural office. We design and construct new homes, unit developments, warehouses, commercial buildings, extensions, renovations.
So no fuss, high quality, you get things done, Mike. I know you get things done, bang, right through to permits. No one's got a concern.
And that's what we pride ourselves on.
Yeah.
So we offer an all-stop shop service from design stage all the way through to a building permit stage. We'll deal with councils. We'll obtain your planning permits.
Taking it off, mate. We're going to hold it here for the camera. MS Designer, eh? We should be on television, Josh. We could sell everything away here. It's an amazing business, and we really want to thank you. But the broader Miskus family, yes? You are just one of
Three brothers,
and Pasquale, it's like four of you all around gathering. What's it like growing up in this Miskus family where you're all crazy Preston supporters? right down from dad, mum, the brothers. You don't miss a game.
Daniel's with me every week as
he's
well.
He's got his ball. He's kicking it around. The future is bright.
Yeah, we'll have another one as well this year. Emily, she's got her Preston jersey as well. So
Jesus, mate.
Should we tag in along?
You were telling me about there's another one coming.
No, Dave.
Breaking news, Michael. No, we won't go there.
Don't go there because my wife will kill me.
She's around the back. She hopefully didn't hear that bit.
She'll probably listen to it.
Very good. But what's dad like?
He's been around the club for a long time. Obviously been involved for a while. So he's installed Preston to us all our life. So he comes, he doesn't miss a game. We try and get there as much as we can. And I'm probably the least crazy one out of the three brothers. So they're out every game, most training sessions. So they get involved a lot more. I'll try and get there as much as I can. I'll bring my little one with me. Just wanted to get a feel for the club, for where I've grown up. And I want him to sort of be installed with the same culture.
That's a beautiful story. Three generations.
Yeah, it is.
And this is a generational thing now where... we went with our fathers and now our children. I've got two daughters and I'm proud to say they're with me most weekends and they're both playing with the women's setup. So it's absolutely fantastic to have this generational change for us. But on behalf of Josh, myself, but the entire Preston community, we really want to thank you for your philanthropic efforts with our club. You never shy away from helping, mate. And I know the family is a big supporter out there, quietly going about their business. And this is what Preston is about. Our sponsors quietly go about their business, but Wooshka, when it needs to be done, and we've been there this year, and they've come in their droves in here. There's a bit of a break in processions before we are... You got your wallet here tonight, Mick?
No, my wife's got it, so...
She's got it?
Yeah, keep an eye on her.
How many players are you buying tonight? How many have you instructed her to go hard for?
We'll see in the next
hour. Has she got a favourite?
I don't know. We might have to ask. I think she's got a few favourites. Next hour, we'll see how we go.
A young Nicola, maybe. Reese or an SMS.
Yeah, we'll see.
The Miskas family will probably buy up about half the team by the end of the night. So just to put you on the spot. But once again, my friend, thank you very much on our behalf.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Thanking you. Preston,
market those. Speak on the left. Tries it from 40 metres. Oh, what a goal!
Welcome back. This is the Lions Den live on FNR Football Nation Radio and the Preston Lions Facebook page. Coming to you tonight from Doncaster in Ivanhoe at the season launch. Josh Parrish alongside David Smetkovsky, and we've got even more guests.
Yes, and this is a very proud moment for me because this has been a project probably 5 to 6 months in the making on many fronts. We've got senior women's coach Luca Fernanzio and key signing in the off-season, Miss Claudia De Marzi. Yep. I said it right?
Yes.
We really want to welcome you, one, to the Lions Den, two, to Preston. I'll start off with Luca. We had a vision probably just over 4 months ago. I think it was the end of October, and the Chief, we wrote down a bit of a strategy. We knew we needed to improve our women's program, and we were very fortunate that you accepted our offer to take on the challenge of being in charge of the women's program. How are you going?
Loving it. Yeah, it's been a real comfortable, engrossing, invitational experience. Everyone has embraced it, whether it was the committee, whether it was the players, the existing ones, the new ones. Everyone seems to have really wanted to be part of something, and the vibe is really, really positive.
We were inundated with trials. I think it was late October, November, we started the trial process. So I think we've been able to secure the services of something like 15 new players.
At least. I'd push that up a bit more.
Maybe a bit more. And we're on the cusp of this week playing in our first Nike FC Cup on Sunday at 3 o'clock at Jenna Steel Stadium. How have the girls come together? How has the preparation been for your eyes?
Funny. Yep. Watching how they've embraced with a bit of trepidation at the start, not quite sure about what I was on about a lot of the time, but having the faith to jump in has been something that's been really positive. Because we started so early, it's been a nice slow cook in terms of preparation for this weekend, and there was a real good buzz and vibe Wednesday night about the anticipation for the game and where that's leading. It's big picture stuff. It's not the only 90 minutes we'll play this year, so everyone's really looking forward to seeing the product that's been slowly evolving since probably December.
As a passionate observer of your program, there's one thing that I've been able to identify quite early on, and I think your success will be built on the fitness of your team. You pride yourself on the fitness, and I think the girls are starting to finally, 3 months in, acclimatise to the standard that you expect. Tell us about the fitness regime that you put them through, and even as last night, I think you'd done one of those beep tests, and I knew all the results had improved.
Dramatically, yeah. It's just important to finish, and I think that's a word that you can thread through any approach to coaching or to life in general. To start to build that philosophy and that DNA within the team, finishing 90 minutes is probably the easiest part.
Yep.
So working together to get them to a standard aerobically, that's going to enable them to recover faster and to put in whenever they're asked to, I think really comes down to the foundations of what we're trying to do. So no one's backing out. Everyone's putting in the first beep test we did. A lot of them, after they missed the first beep, kind of walked off into the trees, and we kind of had to go in and reel them back. But that last one last night was quite emblematic of the leaps they've made. We had some crazy scores, some really fantastic scores of girls who probably missed a beep here and there, but pushed to get that second one, and that's indicative to the coaching staff that we've got a great group of players who are going to be 75, 80 minutes in, still pushing regardless of the score, whether we're up or whether we're down, or whether we're looking for a winner. They're going to be putting in and digging deep to make sure that they get through.
And you're a part of a broader team. We've got Sarkis and David at the back, probably having a good giggle. Sarkis is just waving. We'll stitch him up through the year, don't worry.
I can't wait. We'll
get him during the year. That's not a problem. And you work as a very close unit. But one of the key objectives in the off-season was to rebuild a culture, or build a culture of hard work, of honesty, of respect amongst the women's team. How are we going with that?
Good. I think transparency is probably another idea too. You know, the honesty between the players and the coaching staff is important. By no means do we expect them to bleed to the nth degree to make sure they get a result. It's just about supporting each other.
Yeah.
But also them knowing what we're looking for, and us not trying to manipulate a situation or force players into situations that they're not comfortable with. We're learning their strengths and weaknesses as we go. I think honesty and transparency are two things that are the basis of any successful football team.
Let's introduce the new signing into the discussion.
Damazi, we went out, we wanted to get some good players in,
yes.
And guess who we came across?
Star signing,
self-professed.
I'm joking.
Miss Claudia Damazi.
Yes.
Yeah, and if you've ever seen a jet take off, that's what Claudia looks like when she's running. It's just bang, 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 bang.
Yeah.
Tell us a bit about your football, miss.
What do you want to know?
I want to know why you're passionate about this game.
I don't know. I've been playing forever, since day one. You know, just the joy, meeting new people, and, like, being at Preston this year. You know, I've always been at the same club, and I've come to this club very welcoming.
What brought you across to this club?
Just all the girls. Like, I hardly knew anyone. I feel like I've been here forever. The coaching staff, the committee, they're all very welcoming. We're all gelling really well as well. Training, intensity. Luca was a big part of it as well. Yeah, I've known Luca for a while. He's coached me throughout my schooling. And, yeah, just everyone involved, it's really welcoming.
What happens to you? You're a mild-mannered, quiet person. You put on the boots. You put on the Preston Lions Guernsey. You cross the white line and you just go whack.
Don't expose me.
What happens? How do you feel out there on the parking wearing this beautiful thing? It's a special thing. How does it feel?
It feels good.
Yeah.
I know people probably think I don't go in hard, but I don't know how, but I just go in very hard and I don't care what happens. You know, I play for the club.
I would love to know how much you run in a game, because you just don't stop. And that was evident a couple of weeks ago against Burundara.
Yeah.
You just work through the middle. Another question, and I know for the first time ever, Ms. Di Pikolowska doesn't have to do an interview at one of these functions.
Yes.
So she's just standing there going, yay.
Changing culture.
What is it like playing with the legend that is Di Pikolowska?
Well, Di was one of the first people to actually contact me about the club. She actually came into my work for half an hour and was convincing me to come. She's like, you got to come. And I'm so glad I listened to her. You know, I feel like I've known her forever. She's so good with the girls.
When you look around this room with all these people in the club,
yes.
Yeah, there's a lot of people.
I'm trying to look at Di, but yeah, she's kind of covered with the camera.
there's not that many people that bleed the club like bleed for the club like Di. It's an amazing effort that she puts in.
Yeah.
And that's why we've named a new... You know the new little pavilion we've named after her? It's the little new toilet block there. Yeah. She wanted something named after her, so we put her name on it. What is your expectations to both of you of the season? What are we expecting you?
I'm expecting to win. What about you, Luca?
My word, yeah. I think too, have people come. Have people come to watch us because they want to watch us.
And starting this Sunday.
Get that, definitely.
Beautiful football, well-structured, well-coached. It's our pleasure to have you on here.
Thank you.
And we really look forward to the season. On behalf of all the supporters, thank you, especially to you, Luca, for getting your beautiful wife. This is a big shout-out to Miss Fernanzia, who stamped the paperwork tonight, I think, and she said, yes, you're allowed to get out. What time do you have to be back home?
I'm yours all night,
Dave. I called you a couple of... Oh, geez, be careful where you go with that one, my friend. Hey, be careful where we go with that one. But I spoke to you a couple of times during the week, and the kids were crying in the background, jumping all over you.
21st century parenting,
I think
mate. That's
what you have to do, about 7 days of hard labour before you're able to get out of here tonight. So on that note, we'd really want to thank you. And
thanks for having us.
After the break, guess who we've got coming on?
Di.
No, it gets a little bit bigger than Di, not in stature, but the big chieftain's coming on here. So that's why, sorry to clear out here, but... Zach Gruevski, otherwise known as the Chief, has specially flown in on his private Learjet in from Adelaide, and we're about to interview him. So thank you very much
for
your time
us.
And good luck for the year.
I've got to say something.
Yes?
A special request.
Yes.
I have to say it. Together we are Preston.
Together we
are. I had to say it.
Good girl. Preston,
mark it though. Speak on the left. Tries it from 40 metres. Oh, what a goal!
Welcome to the
Back to the Lions Den here live from Dakasa in Ivanhoe. It is the season launch here for the Preston Lions, and we've got the Chief in the house.
It doesn't get any bigger than this, Josh. Yes, we've had to hire a Learjet, fly him in from Adelaide, and it's our great pleasure, Chief, otherwise known as Mr. Zach Gruevski. Welcome to FNR Lions Den.
Thank you, gentlemen. It's an absolute pleasure to be on your wonderful program, our wonderful program, the Lions Den program. Yes, I did have to jet in from Adelaide, and it's, as I say, an absolute pleasure not only to be on the program, but an absolute pleasure to have you out here doing an outside-inside broadcast, if I can put it that way.
Fantastic.
Wonderful to see all of our wonderful sponsors, our players, men's, women's coaches, celebrating the season launch for 2019. So we're thrilled to have you guys here as well. Thank you.
6-7 years ago, this club was on its knees. You have the pleasure tonight of looking around at a full room of players, of women's coterie, of sponsors. What is it like being the president of this great club, Chief?
You almost caved my chest in, mate. I mean, I think I said to welcome everyone a little bit early in my speech... It's absolutely immense pride for me to be the president of this absolutely proud club. I mean, what a history. But whilst, you know, we talk a little bit about our history, our aim is clearly as a committee to focus on the future of this club, to have a sustainable club, a club that's around for a long time to come. And our aim clearly as a committee is to make sure that we leave this place much better than what we found it a few years ago, sadly. It was in some pretty difficult times. I'd suggest we've got it out of the mud, to use that phrase. And now we find ourselves on the cusp of something extremely special as a club. And as I said, I'm extremely proud to be leading this club, leading a club of such passionate, wonderful people, from players to coaches, sponsors, members, and other volunteers who really... can see this sleeping giant that is Preston Lions Football Club awakening in the very, very near future. And without sort of going overboard, I mean, I've probably said this on a couple of occasions, there's no reason why, and we have ambitions to be the biggest football club in this state. There's no reason why we can't achieve that with the wonderful support we receive. And tonight is testament to that. We have, you know, over 100, 110, 20 people here celebrating a season launch for our men's program. We have a similar thing for our women's program in the next few weeks. And then obviously coinciding with that is obviously the launch of our juniors season as well. So we're thrilled and we're looking forward to a wonderful 2019 season.
Chief, I witnessed you with sponsors. I witness you picking up garbage off the ground. I've seen you 7 foot high in a ladder putting up a sponsor. I've seen you wiping the bench. You do everything around the club, yeah? You're not a plastic president. You are a real, tangible president. What are the expectations for this year? There's no shying away from who we are. What are our expectations this year?
Dave, look, we've never shied away from what our expectations are. Our expectations, as I just said, is to be the biggest football club in Victoria. To be that, we need some success on the park. Whilst all the fantastic things off the park with our sponsors, with our members and supporters has taken place in recent years, our aim clearly is to make sure that we deliver the success that all of our supporters and sponsors have been yearning for. And the last title we won was in 2007. And we clearly have set ourselves those goals to make sure that we get back to the top tiers of Victorian football. And once we're there, who knows what the future might bring. I mean, there's talk of obviously B leagues and other bits and pieces. We're yet to obviously see what that might look like. But being the biggest club in Victoria over the coming years, why shouldn't we aspire to play in that second tier over the coming years? I'm clear about our expectations. I think most people around the club hear that from us, and we've got a wonderful crew of committee and other volunteers who do a sensational job to work towards those goals.
And what are the tangible improvements that you've seen on and off the field at the club in this off-season?
Josh, I mean, I think many of those tangible improvements are really about driving a different culture with our club. We've, as I said, celebrated a long history. But again, we've got some wonderful people, some wonderfully diverse people around the club. We've brought people from all walks of life to the club, first and foremost with good attitudes a good football brains and people who are seriously committed to the future success of this club. And that culture piece, I think, is a huge one. And, you know, I'm sure you've probably heard a little bit of that from our women's program, our coaches, and our new players who have joined the club feel extremely welcome. We're trying to create a family-friendly environment for our children and for our parents to enjoy, for our sponsors to feel part of something, to actually dream a little bit. We've got a vision. We want them to be part of that journey. And for me, that's probably the biggest piece. We've touched probably in the past on infrastructure, and clearly we've done a lot of work in recent years on improving the infrastructure. We're, you know, extremely blessed by having four pitches at our facility, four pitches that are actually a decent standard. And I touched on this in my speech earlier. We on the thrust of having some new lighting put in on our main ground. We've got excellent lighting on our external pitches, and in the very near future,
now,
a brand
Chief,
new.
Sorry
pavilion.
To interrupt you. I'm yeah, going go to interrupt it, you. I do apologise.
No, don't apologise at all, mate. You're
Chief.
Running the show here.
When you interrupt
I'm
the
guest.
Chief, you've got to apologise, Joshua. Be very careful around the Chief.
Permission
to
speak.
The crowd did roar, and I've got to send you back very soon. But about 5-10 minutes ago,
yes,
you were up there. I quite couldn't see what you were up to, but you gave a speech, and I believe you put some slide up or something. Tell us a bit about the roar. It was overwhelming.
Look, it was. It was something I didn't expect, to be honest. Look, what we put up was just a concept drawing of the new pavilion that we're working with council and government on. And we're talking, you know, in the order of sort of $2.5 to $3 million, a brand new pavilion, a purpose-built facility for our sponsors, members, and all of our supporters to enjoy, like many other clubs enjoy. We've struggled in that space for many years, and it's about time that we lifted our game there. And we sincerely appreciate the support that the City of Darebin, State Government and potentially Federal Government will contribute to this massive project for us. We've got a lot of skin in the game as well, and we've been clear with Council and Governments that we are prepared to obviously contribute our own money to this project. And we look forward to that coming to fruition in the very near future. So thank you again to all those who have contributed to that to date, and we're looking forward to that, as I say, happening in the next sort of 12 to 18 months.
And I'm sure you yourself have played no small part in negotiating and liaising with council and government to make that happen, so congratulations.
Well, thank you, mate. Look, I can't take all the credit. We've got some wonderful people, we've got some wonderful sponsors and professionals. I'll mention one of them, a chap called John Kyriakidis, who's working with us on this project. He's taken carriage of the project for the pavilion for us, obviously with a committee support. He's been superb in liaising with council today, and we look forward to him finishing off the project and seeing this come out of the ground.
So what's your message to the crazy Preston Lions fans, of which you count yourself amongst them, I'm sure, who packed in their thousands during the run-in last season? What's your message?
Yeah, I mean, we all know it's been celebrated well and truly in recent months. We clearly had the biggest crowd in Victorian football for 15 years at a home and away game in round 21. Sadly, the result didn't go our way, but what it did do is bring our club together, bring our community together, and our crazy, I wouldn't call them crazy, they're super passionate, they're desperate for some success, and what we're trying to do is actually deliver that for them. And for all of us to celebrate in all the hard work that does go on behind the scenes, because plenty of people don't see a lot of what goes on. You know, none of us want the accolades, but what we do want is for everyone to stick together, to stay united as a club, and, as I say, enjoy the spoils of all that hard work over recent years.
I think it's about time we leave there. He's a very excited man tonight, mate. I've seen him at his grumpy best, and tonight he's just perked those feathers up and the shoulders are out, the chief. He's a bit excited, and we look forward to him going up there for the auction. Might auction yourself off, mate.
Well, you're not going to get much from me, mate.
I reckon the better half is down the back. She might throw a couple of grand just to see you at home one night.
If you try to sell me by the kilo, you might get a bit more. But,
by the kilo, both of us, as we have a bit of a hug, we have to have a hug. By the kilo, Josh, mate. We'd be all right, the two of us here, mate.
Well, yeah. I think it's about time to wrap the show. Yeah. But it's been an absolute
pleasure.
We're
going to bring one more guest if we can
one
for
more?
A quick 2 minutes. But on that note, we're going to let the chief go.
Thank you, folks.
All right. Bring one more
Josh,
in
thank you very much, mate.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, David.
We'll throw to our last break here on the Lions Den.
Thank you very much.
Speak on the left. Tries it from 40 metres.
Welcome back for the final time this evening to Dacasa in Ivanhoe for the Lions Den, the official Preston Lions Club show live on FNR and, of course, the Preston Facebook page. Josh Parrish alongside David Svetkovsky and our final guest for the evening.
Oh, yeah, we've saved the best to last here, mate. We just had the chief. If there's anyone bigger than the chief, it's the head of the women's coterie, Miss Silvana Nowolowski, yes?
Hello, everybody.
This thing is gaining momentum. It's called the women's coterie. And when these women start to get together, Josh, oh, my God. Yes, it's meetings over wine, meeting at an Italian restaurant.
Wine.
There's lots of meetings. To their credit, last year they probably had one of the best events. Still, tell us about last year.
Yeah, we did, actually. We held a women's event last year, the first one we ever had, with over 150 women. We raised over $4,000, which was great. So
$4,000 of hard-earned cash thanks to these lovely women to go back into our women's program.
Yeah, exactly. So the aim of our coterie is to raise profile for our women's league, increase membership, and also raise funds that go back to the women's program and the broader strategy.
Now, taking the mickey aside, you women actually diligently meet regularly, and I know over the last couple of months you've been meeting to put together this year's strategy. Can you give us an insight? And I know you won't invite us. I keep saying, Sil, when can us mere males come to one of these events? What do I have to do? You know,
we'll have to do a broadcast.
Yeah, we can do a broadcast.
Yeah.
They won't let us... What's planned for this year, Silva?
Well, I can tell you some details, not everything, because it's still quite a secret. Yep. However, we're organising another event this year, and it's going to be on the 19th of May. So we're asking everybody to book out.
19th of May.
Book out the diaries.
In the evening or late in the afternoon?
It'll be a luncheon.
A luncheon. Oh, I'm getting more out of it. And is it
It'll be a unique... gourmet and cultural event.
And is it true you went to the venue and gone, bang, I need 300 seats?
I did.
Silver, this is getting bigger. Jeez, it's putting us to shame. So 19th of May.
19th of May.
Women only again.
Women only event. You guys haven't made the cut yet, but hey, we'll aim to get there.
We look forward. What about a cocktail party when we can come, maybe? Maybe.
Oh, you know,
they won't let us in on anything, Josh.
Maybe we can send Louise Taffer as our...
No, we're not. If we can get in there with this radio station, Josh, and do a live from wherever they're going, let's get in there.
As long as, you know, in an official capacity.
Official capacity.
What's it been like? It's been great seeing the women's program come together, but what's it like for you girls taking a massive role and a lead in where this club is at today?
Yeah, I guess it's really inspiring and wonderful to see the support Preston and the investment putting it back into this program and really making it what it is. And it's a real honour and privilege to be able to head up the Coda and bring this thing to life. So it's a real exciting times at Preston, and I really hope that this will get bigger and better as time moves on.
On behalf of the club, we truly need to thank you, because probably 4 or 5 months ago, we needed to revitalise the women's strategy from a footballing perspective, and I think Luca and Damasi were just on, and they believe they've signed maybe more than 16 to 17 girls ready to go. So the off-field work that these girls are putting in, the financial contribution back into their females program, is already starting to pay its way and drive success. So on our behalf, I really wanted to thank you for all of your efforts that you do, but massive thank you to all of you and your girls. Before we go, I'm just going to...
We've got to thank the owner of the venue, but just along the last one, the growth of not only the female program at Preston, but also growth of women's football in Australia. I mean, how encouraging has that been for you to see?
It's been massively encouraging, and I think they're beginning to get a lot more profile through the media and through all those channels, and I think, you know, we draw strength from that, and we like to start to echo that and see that come through Preston Lions as well.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, we were trying to get, Richard from Dakar's, the owner, on, but in true Richard fashion, he has been entertaining us. How's the food been tonight, Sil?
Food has been amazing. I love this place.
Yes, it's nice. The arancini balls are gone, the duck cigar.
The sliders, the chicken sliders.
I was wanting to get on and on our behalf, and I know you know Richard as well.
I do.
We really want to thank Dakar's for hosting this tonight. Amazing food. We were supposed to be out of here by 10 o'clock, but in true Macedonian style, we'll probably close it up at about midnight, Silvos.
Yeah, sounds good.
Pull out some music, put on a bit of traditional Macedonian order, and we'll get going in there. What was supposed to be a quiet night will just erupt later on. On behalf of everyone, I'd like to thank you. Josh, as always, we get back to the studio next week to some normality after the insanity of tonight. And to all our supporters, next Thursday is going to be a big one.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be on the dawn of season 2019 as the mighty Preston Lions get ready to take on Clifton Hill at home. Even the signs are going down. It's MS Design. He wants another plug. So thanks, guys. And on that note, Tathos over there on the mixer, thanks for all your help tonight with the camera. What we might do just before we go, because this is like live, I'm just going to turn it around for the supporters who can see.
What a scene we've got here tonight at Dakar.
As we close it off, the auctions are starting up the top. I think we've got the whole coaching team being bidded for.
Yes.
So we've got auctioneer up there, David Bozanowski from Up East Side Auction House and Developments. It's a full house, and I think they're already up to $1,600 on the first bid, so that's an exciting night. On that note, we'll take it out.
We'll say goodnight there. David Spetkovsky and Josh Parrish signing off here from Dakar in Ivanhoe. This has been The Lion's Den, and we'll be back next week.
Speak on the left. Tries it from 40 metres. Oh, what a goal! John Markowski hammers one from 40. What a goal from this young dynamo. Near post, City. It's in. And again, Warren Spink has a hand in it. Andrew Zinni scores the goal.